Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al Corlin, appreciate you joining me. You know, the first section was a lot of fun to do. The roundtable that we did, sections 1 through 3, was certainly interesting. Bud Conrad, chief economist for Casey Research, is truly an interesting man. You know, another guy involved with Casey Research who has been on our show numerous times before and who I happen to have all of the time in the world for because he's so damn smart is Louis James. Louis is with me right now. You know, Louis, I had an interesting editorial that I did last week with Rick Ackerman talking about what's going on in the gold markets, and Rick's comment was the people on the buy side right now in terms of gold are definitely the intelligent investors, definitely the seasoned investors. You know, you had mentioned off mic that you saw interest coming back into the sector. The monetary spigots, for lack of better terms, are starting to free up a little bit. There just generally is a feeling that it looks like we have a positive change in the resource sector. Tell us why you feel that way.
Okay, well, there's a couple data points. One is, as you know, I get frequent invitations to go tour properties. I think we met on a property tour in Quebec.
Yep.
And over the course of this year, with the market in retreat and people fearing for their lives, their financial lives, you know, the spigots really turned off, and rightly so. When money is hard to raise, liquidity is tight, companies shouldn't spend money that they don't need to. So the number of invitations that I got really dwindled down to maybe one a month, which is
right.
Actually quite low for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten maybe almost a dozen invitations.
Oh, sure.
So in my direct experience, the spigots really have opened up again. That doesn't mean everything is back to normal, but it does mean that there are people there that see opportunities or see a turn in the market besides me. More anecdotally, I can say that a month ago, companies various places, various jurisdictions of operations, various commodities, they put out really excellent news. I mean, materially value-adding news,
mm-hmm.
and get nothing for it in the market, just nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not just because metals prices dropped that day, just nobody was buying.
Right.
And now people are putting out news, and the market is responding, I would say, appropriately, not crazily,
mm-hmm.
but people are responding to good news and responding strongly to excellent news.
Yeah.
Which means there are buyers there that weren't there a month ago. Now, in a sane market or in a rational world, this would be a pretty good sign that the lows that we saw in metals a month ago, or really after the June sell-off, you know, that was it. That was the bottom. Now, I've written extensively about how silly it is to try to time a market bottom. And so I want to say, state for the record, I'm not calling a market bottom. You know, Ben Bernanke could open his mouth tomorrow and say something that sends gold plunging another $100 in an afternoon.
Right.
Or something. In a market like that, it just makes even less sense than normal to try to put a stake in the ground and say, here it is, here's the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That having been said, these things we're talking about are clear indicators that, if nothing else, Mr. Market wants the market to have bottomed. You know, there are people who are willing to believe, there are people who are willing to buy as though the market has bottomed, and that can have a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy aspect going to it. Our technical analyst friends say that the next sort of upside resistance level, the next real barrier to breach would be 1550 gold. If we can break through 1550 again, then people will start believing that the long-term trends have shifted around and a new bull rally is on.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's true and whether or not it happens, 1550 is far enough above current prices that a rally up in that direction would actually do a lot of good, a world of good, to many good stories out there, particularly the ones that have cash in the bank and are advancing their projects despite the downturn. I've said a lot there, but just let me sum it up by saying, you know, where did that leave us? What does one do? One looks for value. The market is still in correction, whether it's bottomed or not. prices are down. Some have tipped up over the last few weeks, but there's still many good companies with great projects, great management, cash in the bank, and they're on sale.
Well, there's no question about that, and I know you guys cover most of those companies. It is an interesting situation right now. What I find to be a bit very optimistic, not just a bit optimistic, is I've been in this game for a long, long time, and I have to tell you, it's typically in the summer, specifically in July and August, the markets are not very active in the resource sector. Very, very active this year, however. You know, I look at the gold market, I look at the big fall that we had down to, what, 1180, 1190 an ounce. We're back up in the 13s again. I thought last Tuesday evening and Wednesday during the day, just before, well, specifically on the 30th and 31st of July, were very, very interesting in the sense that the night of the 30th, as I was watching a Mariners game, I was kind of flipping through the, you know, the various wire services, and gold was going down a bit. In the Far Eastern markets, I got up Wednesday morning. Gold continued to go down. It was down somewhere between 17 and 20 bucks. Then it turned around before the spot market closed. It turned around where we were in a profitable position of about $2. That's a 20-point swing there. That is a very, very active market, I have to say, specifically for the end of July, and I haven't seen that before. To me, that indicates optimism. You think I'm nuts?
No, I don't think you're nuts. You know, it's a bit of reading tea leaves, and more accurately, it's backward looking, right? You know, things that have been done. But if you do the math, actually, backward looking, and you look over the seasonality of gold, it's a very clear trend. The sell in May and go away conventional wisdom really hits the junior resource sector and the gold stocks pretty strongly. But that's actually an interesting thing for those who are paying attention now, because July and August are typically weak. If we do have a bit of a recovery now, September is actually one of the strongest months in the year, and this may correlate with advanced buying before the next Indian wedding season and so on. There are reasons for seasonality in gold, and that doesn't guarantee anything for next month or next year. It's just a trend. But September tends to be a very good month, so to the degree that there are great companies on sale now and things are beginning to recover, it could be that September rewards people with the courage to buy while stocks are selling cheap.
You know, I'll take it in one more direction, and that is the conventional markets, as measured by the Dow, haven't really fallen off. Obviously numbers are numbers, so nobody can disagree with that. But I think as long as optimism remains in the U.S. economy, and there are conventional investors are pretty optimistic, regardless of how you and I might feel about the future of the economy. They're pretty optimistic. And I would have to say that as long as that interest and that optimism continues, I think eventually, and by eventually, I'd say by this fall, I think that optimism is going to exist in spades in the junior resource sector. You think I'm nuts?
No, but you've switched from the general optimism to the junior resource sector, and they can be, contrary indicators. They can be contracyclical, particularly for precious metals. If precious metals are going to soar because there's trouble and fear in the general economy, you'd expect something of opposite directions. But let me throw it back at you with something Richard Russell just said, and he thinks that there's going to be pressure for Bernanke to step down early and for Yellen to step in and really open up the spigots on more money printing to try to bolster numbers. He said that the general market is optimistic and positive. I think that's true. But I think it's true only in an emperor has no clothes kind of sense. I think everybody knows that nothing has really been fixed. And even Main Street people, not gold bugs and crazy people like me and Doug Casey, but general people, they have a sense that all is not well in Mudville. I mean, just look at what happened. The violent market reaction all around the world, not just the U.S., but all around the world, all sorts of markets, the violent reaction to Bernanke's hint that they might.
Yeah, all sorts of violent reaction that they might. That's a very, very interesting point. Well, there you have it from Louis James. Louis is certainly one of the key players with Casey Research. He's one of the brightest people I know. I take what Louis has to say very, very seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing.
This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the trip that Kathy and I took last week over to visit the properties held by Adamara Minerals. And I've got Mark Kalababa on the line with me right now. Mark was our host, and he's the president of this company. Kath and I jumped in the little car and drove over there last Tuesday, met Mark and Heather on Wednesday, and then we ended up spending all of Wednesday and all of Thursday with them visiting these properties. And I want to say at the outset that the properties are located in northeastern Washington State. I never thought that northeastern Washington State was a particularly prolific mining area, but that couldn't have been farther from the truth. All of the small towns that we went through had very, very basic roots to the mining industry. And the town of Republic, where Adamara houses their geological staff, is totally dependent on mining. The Kinross mine is very close by. The Kinross mill is very close by there. Basically, the town and everybody who we spoke with in there was very dependent on the mining industry. Now, the thing that we learned that is very interesting is that the deposits that are located over there are very, very high grade. And what Adamara has done is they have tied up a certain amount of assets that are somewhat diversified in their location, although they're all within a very workable radius of the town of Republic. They are acting actually as a project generator. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, the one property that we visited where they're very active right now is called Polan China. Polan China is being explored by Adamara personnel right now. The results on that drilling will come out shortly. But the other areas, they're going to be moving the drill, which they own, by the way, to the other areas to see whether or not they can delineate these high-grade assets there. Talk about an interesting situation. You're in an area that is strongly historically involved in the mining industry. You're in an area that is known for very high-grade assets, for lack of better terms, and you're in an area where major companies are actually looking for assets. In other words, Adamara has the potential of being a great takeover target. Now, that's a forward-looking statement, and I realize that, but it is certainly possible. Also want to say before I turn the mic over to Mark that Big Al and Kathy are shareholders in Adamara. We purchased stock in the company, and I got to tell you, I'm personally very comfortable with that. Not telling you that you should be comfortable with it, but I'm very comfortable in it. Mark, exactly what's going on over there in your mind?
Well, we're extremely active. We've got five properties right now that are within the area surrounding the existing mill. We're fairly close to the one existing gold mine in Washington State. And as you mentioned, Polan China is what we're focusing right now with the drill. And we're drilling, trying to understand the geology, because there's an old mine there, and we want to understand exactly what they were mining.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about cash in the bank, etc. Cash in the bank is not the strong suit of Adamara at this point. You've got about $750,000. However, that will allow you to continue your current program through the end of the year minimum. Okay, why is that the case? Well, that's the case because everyone in the company is so enthusiastic about what they are doing that they've all taken cuts in pay, including yourself. You own the drill, so you can be doing exploratory drilling at a much, much lower rate than other people can. And the name of the game is, if you get results that you're thinking you're going to get, say within the next 8 or 9 or 10 months, you really don't need to have any other capital right now, which I think is a very well thought out plan, I might add, because you've got about 30, 35 million shares outstanding right now. That's a very low number. And why dilute when you don't have to?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Tell us a little bit about your staff over there, would you, Mark?
Yeah, and just to talk just a few words about operating cheaply. One of the things I really like about Washington State is you have a lot of infrastructure. Not only do you have a mill, but you have roads, and everything that we do is completely accessible by roads. All of our projects, we get to them simply by driving a truck to.
Well, we drove my BMW to each one of those projects,
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Some of the staff, we've made some pretty big moves in hiring locally. We've got a couple of geologists here in Canada, but we've been really branching out and picking up some of the geological talent in the U.S., and things are working out really well.
Well, I was impressed. I mean, we had dinner with all of you guys on Tuesday night. Then we all went down to the greatest brew pub in the world, in Republic, I might add. And I had the opportunity to chat with a couple of the geologists, very, very bright guys. And then I guess his title would be chief geologist, the fellow heading up the drilling right now that we met over in Poland, China. This is a guy who's a real veteran in the industry, correct?
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah. So it strikes me that this is an interesting situation. Now, you know, before we go any farther, I want to say again, don't construe this as investment advice, because it is not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Mark, but I have to say that this little company has really gotten my attention, and Kath and I bought a fair number of shares in it. I also want to guarantee you that we will not be selling those shares at any point in the near term, and we will not be selling those shares without giving each and every one of you on this program a minimum of 3 days' notice as to any potential action that we might have. Boy, you can't get much clearer than that. Real quick, Mark, just talk very briefly, if you would, about the permitting in Washington State.
Yeah, permitting, like anywhere, you've got to have permits to do certain things, especially on public land. We have a project on BLM ground called Empire Creek, and we applied for permits. All in all, it probably took about 30 to 40 days to get drill permits in hand. And we try to use existing roads, and we try to use existing infrastructure, put the drills on that, and that really speeds up the process.
You know, one of the misconceptions in Washington State that a lot of potential investors in the resource sector have is they think it's almost impossible to get permitting. Well, it isn't. It's very difficult to get permitting for a heap leach operation. That's open pit operation. But in terms of an underground operation, as all the operations are in northeastern Washington State, permitting to get those makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the footprint of an open pit is much different than the footprint of an underground mine. And I think Washington State is a lot more comfortable with an underground mine. But I think a couple of things have changed over the years. One, I think that the economy has changed, and people are now looking a little bit harder at the resource sector again, because it does create a lot of jobs. It creates a lot of high-paying jobs.
Right.
But two, the mining industry is a lot more responsible in how it explores and how it develops. And I think that can possibly form, you know, some really good results in the future as companies like Atomera or others find, if we're so lucky to find a deposit, I think that's going to have a major effect on how it goes forward.
Well, I have to say it was a very interesting trip, to say the least, for Kathy and I. We thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm glad I bought stock in the company. I'm not telling you folks to do it. If you want any more information on Atomera, simply click on their banner. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Matt Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got Bob Moriarty on the line with me right now. This is a bit of a remote, as I'm up in Northwest Washington State. And Mr. Moriarty is down in Tucson, Arizona. You know, with all of the stuff that's going on in the media right now, we're in interesting times. There's no question about that. The president's spokesman came out and basically on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, and, you know, poo-pooed the fact that the IRS situation was a scandal, poo-pooed the fact that the Benghazi situation was a scandal. But at the same time, virtually the same day, Russia granted asylum to Mr. Snowden. And virtually on the same day, Manning was found guilty of most of the charges, but the court didn't conclude that he aided the enemy. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on out there right now that's really interesting. One thing that Bob brought to my attention that I find to be very, very interesting is in an issue of Veterans Today, which is a Veterans Today Military and Foreign Affairs Journal, which I'm sure that Bob is a veteran reads almost every day. They came out with a very, very interesting story, and the story had to do with 1984 truly, truly becoming a reality today. I find that to be absolutely terrifying. The article was entitled Neo-Bolshevism and the National Security Agency. There were some things mentioned in that article that I find to be absolutely terrifying. Bob, tell us about them, will you?
The interesting thing here, Al, is when you start talking about government intrusions into the private lives of Americans, the same thing happened in the late 60s, early 1970s, and there was a committee formed by the Senate led by Senator Frank Church. And he said, he predicted this in 1975, if this government ever became a tyranny, if a dictator ever took charge in this country, the technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny. And there would be no way to fight back because the most careful effort to combine together in resistance to the government, no matter how privately it's done, is within the reach of the government to know. Such is the capacity of this technology. And the interesting thing is that was 38 years ago that he said that. And certainly the government has far more capacity today to view our private lives. And the government says, well, yeah, we're reading every email and we're recording every phone call, and everything that you post on Facebook is something that we can watch. But it's not a threat to you, of course, if you're innocent. Well, the fact is, do you want the government to know every single website that you go to? If you've got a burglar system in your house and you have the capacity to view it over the internet, do you want the government literally viewing into your bedroom? The government has the capacity to turn cell phones on and record every word that you speak. Now, what would happen if you had a Stalin or a Hitler or someone who decided he wanted to take total power in the United States? We have the mechanism in place in the United States for tyranny. We are the most spied on people in world history. We spy more than Hitler did. We spy more than Stalin did. We spy more than the East Germans did. That can't be a good thing. And everything the government is saying, whether they're talking about the IRS scandal or whether they're talking about the Benghazi scandal, everything the government's saying is a lie now. And is this something we're willing to tolerate?
I don't know that I'd go along with the statement that everything the government says is a lie now. But I would say that there are a number of things, quite frankly, Bob, that are bothering me a lot. And you've summarized them, as this article summarized a lot of them, for myself, for our listeners, et cetera, et cetera. I don't like the fact that the government has the ability to watch every move that I make. That bothers me. Now, the age-old argument that, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have anything to worry about is a rather interesting argument, but I think it totally misses the point. The United States of America is known as, and I still believe it is, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Okay? There are problems in our society. There's absolutely no question about that. There are major social problems in our society. And I would have to say that, let's look at the demographic segments that seem to be causing those problems, and let's stop the problems. But to allow the government to come in and simply have total control concerns me. I watched Jay Carney's press conference last, I believe it was on Wednesday, we put it up on our site on Thursday, where he flatly denied that either the situation with the Internal Revenue Service or the situation in Benghazi, flatly denied the fact that the administration had any prior knowledge of that. Okay, I'm not going to say that Jay Carney is lying, because I don't know that. Okay, I don't think.
Hang on a second. If you define Jay Carney's job, his job description is to lie on behalf of his client, okay? When you listen to lawyers, okay, lawyers are hired and part of their job description is to lie on behalf of their clients. If he wasn't lying, it would be astonishing. So one of two situations is true. Either the president is ignorant about what's going on in his administration, or Jay Carney is lying. Now, I hate to say it, but Obama is competent. Obama is certainly aware of what's going on in his administration. He knew all about the guns for drugs thing in Arizona, where we were passing out thousands of guns to drug cartels. We don't want people in Chicago or New York to be able to defend themselves. We only want the criminals and the police to have guns, and that's what they did in Arizona. And they've been beating around the bush for a couple of years now, but it was the policy of the United States government to give guns to drug cartels. Now, that's totally insane. Jay Carney is a liar. He's a very good liar. Actually, he's not a very good liar. He gets very nervous when he lies. But yes, he is lying about that. I can't think of very much of substance that the government isn't lying about.
Well, your comment about Mr. Carney looking a little bit ill at ease during this press conference, I have to agree with that 100%. I'd like to know what our listeners think about that, because I did post the link to that video on our site. You know, the thing that's concerning me, Bob, more than anything else here, is the fact that as our society has evolved, a number of positive things have happened, but an awful lot of negative things have also happened because of the advances in technology, for lack of better terms. Our government is able to ascertain, as I understand it, our government is able to view, to be aware of virtually any action that we as citizens take in our day-to-day lives. And that concerns me. You know, it really, really concerns me. There are ways, in my opinion, and this is a subject for a future discussion, but there are ways to provide security without constantly spying on people without their knowledge. And that, I think, is something that we truly need to take care of. When society has evolved to the point where it's not uncommon for members of society to be gunned down in the streets by other members of society, that, to me, is very, very frightening. When people are uncomfortable, as I am in large cities, that, to me, is very, very, it's a very negative comment about our society. Bob, appreciate your time. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think about this touchy subject?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of the weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. I'll turn the mic over to myself, Corey Fleck, and Jeff Dice to wrap up the show. So, Jeff, I believe everybody knows your credentials coming onto this segment, and what we are going to do is touch on what Al and Bob Moriarty were talking about last segment, and then also transition into our own conversation. Now, last segment, Bob and Al were talking about essentially government intrusion into our private lives. And a couple points that were brought up that really hit home with me is that Bob said that everything the government is saying to us are lies, which to me, I don't want to believe that, and Al also doesn't want to believe that. And he also said that Americans are the most spied on people in history. Do you have a couple comments on this, Jeff?
Corey, it's interesting to me, you know, that Al seems a bit credulous when it comes to sort of the nefarious nature of government. And I don't think it's always a matter of anything other than self-interest. Government, like any other organization, doesn't want to appear corrupt or incompetent. So I think as a result, if you look at history, our government tends to lie to the public to cover up unpleasant or unfortunate facts. And I think a lot of the recent controversies surrounding the NSA whistleblowers, for instance, and some of the discoveries we've made as a result of those whistleblowers, you know, the government has sort of a built-in tendency or a built-in incentive to lie to us. That doesn't necessarily imply a conspiracy. And sometimes I think when I talk to Big Al that there's just sort of almost a generational difference in outlook. I mean, Al's generation really came of age with Watergate politically. That's what sort of changed our country's vision of Washington and what's happening there. And so I think successive generations have sort of grown up in that jaded atmosphere when it comes to all things political. But look, I have to agree with Bob Moriarty. I think that our country's ability, our government's ability to spy on us is absolutely unprecedented. You know, Lou Rockwell, who I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with, president of the Mises Institute, and has LouRockwell.com, the daily political and social commentary blog. You know, he's basically said on numerous occasions that the U.S. government is the largest, most expensive, most powerful government in the history of mankind. And that's absolutely true. If you look at our federal budget annually, which is about $3.7 trillion, there's never been a government on earth that touches that in terms of its vastness, its scope, its ability to reach out and touch any, you know, any country overseas with our drones, with our military, with our Air Force, with our ships. But also, Corey, domestically, that same government has the ability to reach out and touch any of us through our cell phones, through our internet communications, through our landline phones, through mobile tracking on a telephone, through satellite imagery, through heat sensors, you know, through photography. There's just a million ways. And now that doesn't mean that we should all go around thinking that our government's actually doing that to us, but it certainly could. And as we found via Mr. Snowden and via Bradley Manning and via Julian Assange, the scope of this is so enormous and the data gathering is so enormous that it's all just sitting there. And so, Corey, you have the good fortune and God's blessing to be Canadian. You know, but in theory, if you did something that became of interest to the U.S. federal government, you know, there's nothing to stop them from going back and mining all kinds of data that is already sitting somewhere about you. And, you know, the abuses to which this could be put are endless. I mean, you could have disgruntled or corrupt people working at all kinds of levels of government. That could be your local DMV. That could be NSA, FBI, your local police, your Social Security Administration, the IRS. It just goes on and on. And there's so many people with so much access now to data that, you know, it's frightening. I think there's just no other word for it. And to the extent Al doesn't see it that way, I understand that, but I think that it's just something that hasn't touched him personally. And, you know, I'd like to get your comment on something I saw today. That I saw some poll results that it said the majority of Americans do not view Edward Snowden as a traitor, but rather have some softer view of him, maybe not as a hero, but as potentially sort of a, you know, a necessary whistleblower.
Well, I think that's a great question, Jeff. And a couple thoughts that came to my mind initially when Snowden essentially came out and released all this information on the spying was not a surprise to me. I remember the news first coming out many years ago when Google became really big and Google was essentially saving all your information. And it would be silly to think that the government wasn't doing or at least didn't have those capabilities probably times 10 or if not more. So one thing that I really think about Snowden is I guess he did bring it to the forefront, and I don't necessarily think of him as a traitor, but I also am skeptical as to what he's doing in the background with these other countries, getting granted asylum in Russia. We really don't know all of the information that Snowden gathered, and if they're giving him asylum in maybe a under-the-table agreement saying, share what information you have, I think that would be horrible. And it's clear Snowden knew what he was getting into. He knew that he was essentially going to be exiled from the country or more or less try to be brought back so that he could be in prison. And he made this decision himself. Now I just hope that whatever information he has, he's not putting it in potential enemies' hands. Now, what do you think about those polling results?
Yeah, it's true. He's seeking, I guess for the moment, he's been allowed to enter Russia and leave the airport, so he's seeking asylum of sorts. Maybe that's temporary in Russia. And I get that he doesn't want to come back here and stand trial. I mean, who would?
Yeah.
But it is interesting how the rest of the world views this. I mean, just like our Fed here in the U.S. created this big bubble and then the resulting collapse both in stocks and equities and really across the board and also in housing, you know, so that's our U.S. central bank, but that, you know, that affected Canada, for instance, because Canada is a huge trading partner with the U.S. and there's a lot of cross-border action and cross-border real estate. So I just as Canada sort of has, Canadians have a view of what our Fed does, you know, I think the similarly the world has sort of a view of what our NSA and what our CIA and what our FBI do, because they realize it affects them, or it could affect them. There's no place on earth that theoretically couldn't be sort of surveyed by FedGov's vast apparatus, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger as technology expands and becomes available to the government.
Well, and that's an interesting point that I wanted to touch on here at the end, Jeff. The expansion of technology has really been the determining factor of being able to not only collect this data, but also to tap into phones without even leaving an office or a computer. Now, one of those things that this technology is prevalent in our everyday life, and there's no denying it, we can't get away from it. But is there anything that people can do to protect themselves, aside from moving into the middle of nowhere and not using phones? In daily life, is there anything that you see that citizens, and even people like myself living in Canada, can do to protect ourselves from potential intrusions?
Well, you know, technology is what it is. I think that our focus should be on government. You know, to the extent one wants to use the internet, I suppose that information is out there and always accessible by let's say, an unscrupulous hacker or by an unscrupulous company that mines your data either via their servers, via email traffic, however they do it. But it's a wholly different thing to have your own government mining this stuff without your permission. In theory, at least, we are supposed to control our government. It is supposed to be, we are supposed to be master and government is servant. And I would just say at the end of the day, Corey, your relationship with Google or Yahoo or Microsoft or Facebook or LinkedIn is voluntary. Your relationship, in my case, with the U.S. federal government, in your case, with the Canadian government, is not voluntary. I mean, there are taxes and laws and rules and regulations that you have to obey. So, you know, I think the focus should be on reining in the scope and size of government rather than viewing technology itself as inherently evil.
Jeff, I think that is an absolutely fantastic point to end the weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report, is that really, you know what, it's the scope of government, and they should be servant to us, not us being scared of them. But I guess we're going to see where that ends up. And hopefully the government realizes this, but I guess only time will tell. And right now, all we can do is keep on talking about it and presenting the information to everybody else. So everybody, we really hope you enjoyed this weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. Feel free to check out our website and stay up to date with what's happening on a daily basis.
The Coiland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Coiland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Coiland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Coiland Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.